Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. It's a healing story that is unique to Luke's gospel. The very first verse of this passage tells us that the healing took place when Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem. In Luke's gospel, this journey to Jerusalem takes up almost 10 chapters. And throughout those chapters along the way, Luke has Jesus tell parables and stories that focus on discipleship, on what it means to be a follower of Christ. Jesus needs the disciples to understand what he expects of them, because when he arrives in Jerusalem at the end of the journey, the events of Holy Week will unfold and his earthly life will come to an end. So in the story that we are going to hear today, Jesus and his disciples are on the way to Jerusalem when they encounter 10 men with leprosy. It's hard for us to fully understand the social alienation and isolation of those 10 men, because in our world today, leprosy is a treatable disease. But in Jesus' day, people lived in dread of leprosy, which was a term used to describe an abundance of skin blemishes or really any skin infection that looked suspicious. Leprosy was thought to be radically contagious, and it made people ritually unclean. So people with leprosy were banished from their homes and from their faith communities. They were banished even from their towns so that others wouldn't catch their physical disease or their ritual defilement. Now, as Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, he encounters those 10 lepers, and they are crying out to him for mercy. He heals all of them, telling them to go and show themselves to the priests so that they can be welcomed back into their families and into their community of faith. All 10 of them follow Jesus' instructions, heading off to find a priest, but one of them turns back. One of them does something different, and that one is a Samaritan. That one is doubly on the outs. He's both a leper and a foreigner. But it's that one who shows us what it means to be a faithful disciple of Christ. So let's see what happens along the way to Jerusalem. Let's listen now for the word of God. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we are coming to the end of a 6-week preaching series on faith in times of trial. Over the past few weeks, we've looked at the ways in which our faith is tested when we face our greatest challenges and our deepest fears. We've been honest about the ways in which we struggle with our faith when it feels like our lives are falling apart. But we've also looked at times of trial as opportunities to deepen our faith, as opportunities to draw us closer to God and to each other. We've heard amazing testimonies from members of our church family about how this congregation has been a place of support and encouragement through difficult times. And we've had 2 trees in the sanctuary that have been filled with words of encouragement, words that have been written by members of this church to remind all of us of God's love and God's grace. If you are in need of a word of encouragement, I invite you to take one of the leaves off of the trees and take it with you as you leave worship today. And over the past 5 weeks, we have heard scripture texts and sermons that have encouraged us to trust in God, even in times of trial. And today we're looking at a scripture text that invites us to think about faith, faith in the aftermath of healing. Now, if we think back to the scripture text that we just heard, we remember that there were 10 lepers, all who were made clean by Jesus. All of the men who approached Jesus and cried out for mercy were healed. All of them went to show themselves to the priests. But only one of them turned back to praise God and to thank Jesus. And to that one, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well." All 10 were healed. But it seems that only one was made well. What are we to make of that? Well, of course, it turns out that translation matters here. The Greek word that is translated as made well can also be translated as saved, like in the sense of being brought through mortal danger, and it can also be translated as made whole, as in being complete, like being who you were meant to be all along. So 10 lepers were indeed made clean, but only one was fully saved. 10 were made clean, but only one was made whole. 10 were made clean, but only one recognized it and turned back and gave thanks. And in giving thanks, that one became who God intended for him to be all along. That one lived out his faith by practicing gratitude. Now, being grateful is not a precondition for being healed by Jesus, because remember, all 10 lepers found themselves cleansed. All 10 of them went to show themselves to the priests. But the Samaritan turned around and came back. And as he praised God and fell at Jesus' feet with words of thanksgiving rolling off of his tongue, he showed what it means to have a faith that is complete. A faith that is complete through the practice of gratitude. Noticing grace, seeing goodness, paying attention, stopping to take in a blessing, and then giving thanks for the good gifts of life. That is what it looks like to be made well. That is what it looks like to be made whole. And now I know it can seem like those things, like noticing blessings and stopping to give thanks, those can be such small things. and yet they can make all the difference in how we move through the world and how we live out our faith. Time and time again, I have heard people who are facing times of trial offer gratitude for God for even the small blessings that they find along the way. For the words of love and forgiveness that are given and received even as a dear family member prepares to die. For the ways in which relationships are strengthened and priorities are realigned in the face of a cancer diagnosis. For the light that shines even in the midst of depression, and the peace, even the smallest moments of peace that can be found in the midst of anxiety. For the ways in which the journey toward recovery draws people out of isolation and into community. Friends, that is the amazing thing about gratitude. It can restore us and complete us and save us. And this practice of gratitude is available to us at every single moment of our lives. It's available to those who are healed and those who are still sick. It is available to those who are free and those who are still bound, to those who are successful and those who are struggling. Prayers of gratitude can bring us healing and hope, freedom and deliverance, even in times of trial. Because remember, it is the thanking that saves the grateful leper. It is the thanking that makes him well. It is his gratitude that makes him whole. But what about the other nine? The nine lepers who don't return and offer their praise to Jesus. Jesus notices their absence. He asks, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other nine, where are they?" Was none of them found to return and to praise God except this foreigner? It's hard to know what tone of voice we should use when we read this part of the passage. Was Jesus angry or upset? He might have been. But I wonder if he was more sad and disappointed. Not because he wanted or needed their praise, but because he knew they needed to offer it. He knew that without the practice of gratitude, the other nine could be clean, but they couldn't be whole. They couldn't yet be the people God had created them to be. So, friends, this is the good news. As people of faith, we are made for gratitude. Gratitude is a practice that can heal us and save us, a practice that can transform us and make us whole. And there is more good news. This is the perfect time of year to practice gratitude. In fact, that's going to be the theme for our intergenerational worship service next Sunday. We are going to get really good at practicing gratitude. So over the next couple of weeks, as we move through the season of Thanksgiving, let us embrace every opportunity we find to practice gratitude. Not because it somehow magically makes our lives perfect, but because somehow it can still make us whole. Amen.